USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
More vaccine mandates coming at the direction of President Biden.
I will sign an executive order that will now require all executive branch federal employees to be vaccinated. All. And I've signed another executive order that will require federal contractors to do the same. If you want to work with the federal government and do business with us, get vaccinated.
Biden also saying he will direct the Department of Labor to develop a rule that companies with more than 100 employees will require vaccinations or once-a-week testing for their workers, potentially impacting 80 million private sector workers. A flight with American citizens on board landed in Qatar after leaving Afghanistan. It's still unknown how many Americans are stranded in Afghanistan. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
President Biden is withdrawing his nomination of David Chipman to lead the ATF. Chipman, a former veteran ATF agent who ran into trouble with Republicans and some Democrats over his alliance with gun control advocacy groups. Chipman's support for banning AR-15-style semi-automatic rifles earned him particular opposition among Republicans who feared he'd use his regulatory powers to restrict gun rights. Florida's governor says his state will resist any efforts by the Biden administration to impose vaccine requirements on workers in the private sector. The Republican governor saying even if not getting the vaccine is the wrong decision, people who make that choice shouldn't lose their jobs.
I do not believe that people should lose their jobs over this issue, and we will fight that.
DeSantis also believes threatening people with their jobs will backfire. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Going a little bit more in-depth on one of our top stories, as the Biden administration announces they're taking the state of Texas to court over its new abortion law, constitutional law professor Jonathan Turley reacts to Attorney General Merrick Garland's announcement on Fox News.
What is really odd about this is that the Department of Justice is entering as a party. Usually the Department of Justice is an amicus or a friend of the court. Here it's saying we're a party of interest. Anytime a state law threatens constitutional rights, we have skin in the game. That's not exactly how the Department of Justice has operated in the past. And I think some courts are going to ask about that. You know, for example, Garland said, we're going to say that this field is partially or wholly preempted. The Supreme Court has always recognized that states have a right to legislate in the area of abortion. The question is where to draw that line. So this is a major assertion of federal authority, and perhaps an unprecedented one.
Turley adding that Garland's argument may actually work out well for pro-lifers.
Now, the problem with that is he may have just created a new point of challenge for pro-life litigants. He could have made the situation worse with this filing because he's added a robust federalism issue that is quite novel and a lot of courts are likely to be somewhat uncomfortable with in this degree of federal jurisdictional authority.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.